in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I hope that we can postpone any talking. نأجل أي محادثات جانبية لغاية ما نخلص. بس تكون half an hour عشان أنا هاخد الدرس في ده يجيب المسلمين الكنيسة. today احنا عملنا switch عشان خاطر أنا بدي درس الكتاب. I give the Bible study in the church. When they are going to pray and sing until I finish with you and I will go back to them. That's why we started by the picture before we start the regular thing every week. Just on when I come here, I will do this for this reason. Today we are going to speak together about prayer. What is the prayer and how to pray? What is the prayer and how to pray? I hope that we can understand the meaning of prayer. Don't write anything, you will write from what I wrote here in the PowerPoint. But you have to understand something before we start. Every one of us, Dilwati, has something in his book. Yes? What you have in your book?
Wallet, keys, something.
Keys and cell phone. Okay. And every one of us has something outside to transfer him to his house. Yes? What is
car?
Car. Something would drive you to your home. So we have a method of transportation. We have a key to open the door of my car, the door of my house, whatever kind of door. Every one of us cannot live without key, without car, and without cell phone to communicate. So if I want to reach God, there is no specific aeroplane or car to lead us to go to God. Yes? And there is no also key to open the door to talk to God. And there is no cell phone to reach to God. Yes? So how can we reach God?
Pray.
In a very simple way, prayer is the way to communicate with God. Imagine, just pay your attention and you will write everything after. So any, the word prayer, it is just a conversation, communication, contact, connection with God. And every one of the saints wrote his feeling about prayer. When Elijah the prophet prayed to God that he should not let the rain to rain, and God listened to him, and the sky started to rain for 3 years and 6 months. And then when he prayed to God again, and the God listened to him, and the sky and the heaven bring its water and its rain. So he said that prayer is the key of heaven. If you want to open the key of heaven, stand and pray. Another one who is sick and started to pray and he was healed, he said that prayer is the healing of the sick. And every one of the saints have a good experience in his life. If I am in trouble in school and I cannot study, and I pray to God and help me to study and I pass the exam, so I will say the prayer is the success of the person. To be successful in your life, you have to pray. So everyone has his own special experience. So everything wrote about prayer from his own personal experience. If you love somebody, you know, you have to speak to him. And the more you love him, the more you will wish to talk to him and to sit with him and to speak with him. There are different type of language, yes or no? Yes. You can speak to your friend, the beloved one, and you can talk to him by your eyes. You know, if you love somebody, just you can look to him, he will understand what you want. And there is a nice story in Holiness Book, Charles Russell's book about prayer this week, this last Wednesday. And in the book there is a farmer next to a monastery. And they noticed that this farmer every day go to the church of the monastery. There is no time of prayer. Then he sat down and he looked to the picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then after a while he said and went back. And he does this every day. He's doing this every day. Then the abbot of the monastery said, what this man is doing? He comes every day and there is no one to pray. No prayer in the church. And he didn't come to pray. We didn't listen to him. We didn't saw him raising his hand to pray. Just to come and sit down for a while, and then he left. Every day he do this. Then the abbot start to follow up what this man is doing. Then he sit in the last bench of the church without let this man to notice him. And then he noticed that when he sit like this and look at the picture, he said that the Lord smiled in the picture. And he started to smile, and after he noticed this smiling, he did and moved. And this is, he said that, then they asked him, you didn't come and pray. Then he said, I love him and he loved me. I come and sit down, and he smiled to me, and I smiled to him. And if you find any love story in our life, you can find the same thing happen. When I look to my beloved one, he will smile, and I will smile. I look to him, and he looks to me. And I smile to him, and he smiles to me. So prayer, it is a way of communication between us and God. We can communicate by words, by singing, by praising, by reading some of the psalm. We can pray even if we are quiet. Can sit down, and this is the most a strong prayer. One of the things said to us, when we speak, God will listen, whatever your prayer. And when we are silent, our heart speaks by certain words. We can utter it by our mouth. When I'm very sad and I look to my dad or my mom, she can understand what's going inside me. And there is no word can I speak with it, but they can feel what I feel. And he says that if you can keep your mouth silent, your heart will speak. If you can keep your heart silent, God will speak, and you will listen to him. So prayer, it is not something to be done formal, to come and stand and raise your hand and say, read some psalm or something. It is a way of love, to express your love. The more your prayer is strong according to your love. If you love someone, when you meet him, you will feel from your heart that your heart is beating and his heart is beating. You feel each other and you feel everything. So prayer, it is a way of communication between us and God, to express our love toward God and to feel how much God loves every one of us. You understand what I'm saying? Prayer, it is something cannot be expressed in words, but it is an expression of love. If you love somebody, there is no one tell you what you should say to him or how can you communicate with him. If you love somebody, you will call him every minute, and if there is no way to call him, you can text him, you can find some way. It doesn't need to say what how you talk to him and when you speak to him. A prayer, it is a way to express your love. You can express your love to God. That is why the people, the saints, we call them saints, because they find God in for them is the most important thing in their life. So they left everything and they followed him. And the most important thing to sit with him, without saying anything, with you I need nothing from this earth. So the prayer is the expression of love, and the one who is going to pray, he has to empty himself or to ignore everything to give free time to God. There is nothing to bother him. There is no cell phone, no TV, the door knocked, he cannot listen or understand who is knocking, because now I am talking with my beloved one. I'm talking with the one who loved me and who offered his life for me. So prayer is the way of communication between us and God, and we have to empty ourselves of everything by our free will. It is not obligation. It is not by force. It is not you have to pray. It's something important. No, no. It's nothing of all this. It is something that you want to stay with God more and more, so you are not bothered by anything around you. If you pray and your phone is ringing, I would not recognize if it's ringing or not ringing. I'm involved now with the one that I'm loved. And the third thing of the prayer is to express to God how much I love Him and to understand how much He loves me. So I will let my will to be His will. And this is the most important thing as a result of your prayer. To ask God, not to ask God, give me success, God heal my brother, God heal my mother, God find. No, no. In my prayer, I will discover the will of God. And when I leave the room of prayer, I will apply the will of God in my life, in everyday life. And this is also His Holiness say a very important thing. In the prayer, it is something to satisfy you, to fill you. You are hungry. And when you pray, you are filled. You are very satisfied. That even from with God, they eat from the five loaves, and all of them were satisfied. He said that if you are very hungry right now, and I will give you a very nice picture of a plate full of very nice food, bread and dessert and meat, and it is very nice. I give you this picture. It is very well. Yani drawing picture, nice picture, and I give you the picture. Then you will be satisfied and feel your hunger. Yes or no?
Mm.
And I give you a picture now of nice plate, full of many things. He said that we didn't take the image of the prayer, and we will be satisfied. We have to fill our life from the prayer, from God. That is why we can read in the history of the saints, many saints fast 2 days and 3 days without eating, because when they sit with God, God fills them, satisfies them. They didn't feel the tie. We say that they are fasting 2 days and 2 days, but we don't say this because we saw them in their cell or in their room are sitting, never come back, but they are sitting with God and the time passing, and they did not recognize that they are now 2 days or 3 days sitting with God. With God, time is very nice to spend with God. If you love somebody, you can sit with him hours and hours. And if you want to leave, say, no, no. Just keep stay with us for a couple of hours or a couple of minutes more. You said, I stay with you 5 hours. I want to leave now. No, no. I didn't say, I'm not yani, full or I'm not satisfied from your meeting. Just keep with us a couple, another hour, another few minutes. And this is the way that the prayer, we feel that we are in a company with God, and He is started to open for us His paradise or His heaven, and we are going to see what is going on inside. That is why Saint John, the beloved one, in the book of Revelation, he said, the angel took me, and he was out of his body by the Spirit, and he wrote the whole book of Revelation. He may stay 1 month without eating, seeing what is going in heaven and writing all of this for us, maybe 2 months, maybe 6 months, we did not know. But he said, I was in the Spirit at that time, and I was taken. And he wrote the whole book and saw everything. He wrote, imagine if you are going to make a movie, we can say the producer of this movie, it takes at least 6 months or 1 year to produce this movie, to give us a movie in 1 hour, yes? And this movie that he saw in heaven, it is not a movie of 1 or 2 hours. You can understand the book of Revelation in many months until you understand and absorb what is written in it. And this is to show us this is the prayer. So the prayer, as we see, meeting with God, express your love. It is to share God, His feeling, and other things, to empty yourself from everything and to talk to God. And the third thing, to let your will to be His will and to express to know the will of God in your life. And that is why when we come out from a meeting of prayer, we are fully satisfied. We are not just watching pictures of food and we didn't eat or taste this food, but we tasted the food. That is why many saints said to us, taste how God is good. Zuku and Zoro, Ma'atya Barab, taste and see how God is good. They taste God in the life of prayer, and they took a lot of things from the life of prayer from God. So this is a very brief introduction about prayer, and we are going to go through these coming slides. A prayer is simply a communication with God. This can be through spoken words, written words, through meditation or songs. God desires us to commune with Him. Prayer is one way of doing so. If you love somebody, He wants you to talk to Him and to speak to Him and to sit with Him and to communicate with Him. Prayer is not principally for us to satisfy, to selfishly ask God for things as in give me this and give me that, but to honor and to glorify God by spending time with Him. We remember the story of the farmer, that he come every day to sit with God and to feel and to smile to Him, and God smiled to him. Many people think of prayer as being one directional, us talking to God. No, yet prayer can and should be a bi-directional with us also listening to what God has to tell us. God can speak to us through the Bible, through others, through circumstances, but especially through His Holy Spirit. If we want to write something, this is something to write in a very quick thing. No, prayer is simply, as we say, communication with God to express your love, a true meeting with whom you love, to run away from everything around you to be with God. This is the first thing, by your free will, there is no obligation, there is no force, and this is the story of the farmer that I mentioned to you. It is an interview with God, and this is the most important thing. The word interview with God. Every day, every one of us wants to have his resume and go to find a job. Then the boss of the work will interview with you. And you wish at the end of this meeting that you got the job. Yes or no? So every day we prepare ourselves to interview with God. He will ask you and I will answer. He will ask me and I will answer, and I will learn from him. And as I mentioned, my will should be his will, not his will to be my will. And this interview, we prepare ourselves every day, the whole life. And this is what our saints did in their life in order to be ready for the final interview on the day of judgment. Imagine on the day of judgment, I am not used to pray. I'm not used to talk to God. Then on this final interview, they will say either, well done, good, faithful servant, come to the joy of your master, enter into the joy of your master, or he say, go away, I do not know you. So in every time we pray, we have to understand this is very important. Imagine that you are going right now for an interview with a boss, with a principal, with a president, and he is going to hire you in a very important place in his a company or in his office or in his job. This interview, what we should do in order to pass this interview? Every one of us think of this, and you will recognize how can we pray. It is not an easy to answer how can you pray unless you understand how you can go through a very important interview. On this interview, it is your future is going to be decided, and you understand what you are going to do on the day of your interview. How you dress, how you talk with the other person, how you prepare yourself. So it is very important to prepare yourself before prayer, before you start to pray. You have to empty yourself, remove your cell phone, remove other talking with other people, give yourself time, and dedicate this time for God in order to take the benefit of the prayer. In order to have a benefit, you have to do something. But if you are not going to benefit, now do whatever you like. As I mentioned to you, the picture of the bread. The picture of the bread will never satisfy, but I have to eat this bread to be satisfied. So it is an interview with God to prepare yourself for the day of judgment when we stand before the throne of God. In this meeting, there are three, as I say, three guidelines. The first guideline is measurement of the depth of your love. Okay? In order to give love somebody, you have to give him time. You have to be very ready to sit with him. Imagine that I love you, but hello, I am just busy, I have to go. Where is my love to you? Imagine that one love another one, and he's waiting for him, for example, 2 hours, and when I meet him, I say, hi, how are you? Just, I'm sorry, I'm busy, I have to leave. I have my phone call, I have to answer my friend, I have to study, I have to finish my work, I have, then I will leave. So it needs a time to express your love. It is a continuous remembrance of God. When we pray, this means that we remember God. And this remembrance makes me always is busy of Him. If you ask anyone in his love story with somebody, he always thinking of this person, day and night, wanted to ask about him, about his food, about his success, about how he went to his job, how he came back from his job, because he is busy of him. He will never forget that he had one that he loved. So when in the life of prayer, we remember that we love God and we remember him every day and night, and this is what mentioned in the first psalm, when we read the first psalm of the morning prayer. Blessed is the man who so and so, but in his law, he always meditate and understand what God. And if you read the longest psalm, Psalm 119, yes, it is 176 verses. So David the prophet in this psalm, he mentioned 176 verses asking God to teach him how to pray, to teach him how to understand his law, to teach him and to give him understanding to understand the law of God and how he can stand before God to speak with God. Like a person who is preparing a PhD degree in how to pray and how to stand before God and how to understand him. I can offer to you a sandwich right now, but you take this sandwich and you say, oof, it's bad. You can't throw it. That is why every time we pray, God may take this prayer and do it and may take it, oh no, I don't listen, I don't want to listen to you. I'm not ready for you, you know. Go away, your prayer is very ugly and very bad. So it is a continuous remembrance of God and exist and his existence with him, and to know how much you are precious for him. It is very important, and every time you pray, God is waiting for you, listening to your prayer, and is going to answer you because he loves you and he wants to give himself for you every day. The third thing in this guidelines, to make your will according to his will. To make your will according to his will. It is very important. After every prayer, I leave God, say, God, I will do your will. I do whatever you ask me. I love you, and I realize how much you love me. and I will do your will. This is what I said to you before. Everyone has his experience. So many saints say many things. It is the key of the heaven, it is the healing of the sick, it is the killing of the good, it is a strong weapon when we use the prayer to kill our enemies and to kill the Satan and all bad temptation. It is a strong help, it's a powerful intercessor, it is a safe harbor. Every time when we pray, we are delivered from the hands of our enemies, so it's a safe harbor. And it is the work of the spiritual man. You imagine the angels and the archangel and all heavenly hosts, all their work is just to praise God and to pray to God. So it is the work of the spiritual man. It is the source and foundation of unlimited blessing. It is a continuous contact and connection with God. It is the ladder that leads to heaven. It is the source of every virtuous and good things in us. If you want to have something good in your life, this you will receive it from your prayer. As I said, the bread, it is not just an image, but we eat it and we swallow it and we live by it. It is the work of all the heavenly hosts, the angels and the archangels. So if we say, what is the prayer? It is all these things. As I say, it is your experience with God. It is your experience. When you express your love toward Him, you will have and achieve many things of this thing in your life. Can you go back a little bit? Right. Mm-hmm. 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 Yes. Can you take the PowerPoint to the I can keep this for you right now after I leave, and you can make a very quick revision. Now I will just mention something to learn for you in the book of St. Luke. Don't write this. The Lord Jesus Christ always was praying. Now it came to pass, He was praying in a certain place, and when He finished the prayer, they asked Him, teach us how to pray. And He said to them, when you pray, you say, Our Father, who are in heaven. So how to pray right now? This is, as I told you, it is very important in your interview with God to be ready for this interview. This is the most important. So we can mention hundreds of things, but the first important thing, a period of quietness, peace and silence before you start to pray, in order to empty your mind from all this worldly and to start with God, to feel that as if you are preparing yourself, as I said, to an interview or an exam. You cannot do many things and go to your exam. Before the exam, by a few minutes, you sit down and quiet yourself before you enter into the examination room. The same thing. We are going now to be examined by God and to let God to accept our prayer as a sacrifice and accept the sacrifices. If I say, God, He said, I didn't listen to what you said, you know? Or what I'm doing, whom you are talking with. The second thing, respect. To respect the interviewer. To respect God. Don't say, I will go to pray with a short thing or something. I was a dirty hand, my brain, Malik Taub. Come on, it is not good to us to stand before God. Imagine if you are in an examination room and you amal keda or damal examine. طبعاً he will never listen to your words. Respect, humility, and humbleness. We should realize that we are stand before the throne of God. The most important creator, the creator of me, for the whole world. So we have to give Him specific humbleness and humility. I'm not asking Him for something. And I'm asking God. I'm not asking my friend or my teacher. I'm asking God. So I have to be humble in every time when I pray. The third thing, I have to have faith and the trust that God will listen to me and will respond to my prayer. The first thing is to be very, very, فيها حرارة, فيها عمق, with depth and with fervor, active and enthusiasm. يعني from your heart, from the depths of your heart, and you are very strong enough to achieve what God is going to ask you, and a repentant heart with tears. We have to feel that we are sinner and we are going to stand before the throne of God, the Most Holy One. So we have to pray with humility, with a repentant heart, asking God to forgive us, and with tears. God looks to your feeling and your desire and you measure them. Imagine أنا بقابل واحد بحبه وما عنديش أي مشاعر ناحيته خالص. هحس بيه على طول. He's going to feel what is my feeling and what is my emotion toward him when I meet him. Imagine كده لما تشوفه كل واحد بتحبه ومسافر is traveling for a long time, and then you meet this beloved one that he comes from a long distance, then you will watch this in the airport or in different places where the people traveling, they hug each other and they are staying hugging each other and try to speak, and finally they cry with one another. There is no one can express his words, then they cry. And the same thing when we leave the beloved one, we find our tears come because I'm going to miss him, I'm going to wait to not to see him this couple of days or this couple of weeks. The same thing in our meeting with God. This is how to pray, to express your emotion and your feeling toward God, and to show him how much you love him and how much you honor him and how much you respect him. David the prophet is the most experienced person in the life of prayer. In the Psalm 41 he says, as the deer dance and strong desire for the water brook, so dance my soul for you. Imagine, he said that the deer, the small deer is very thirsty, and they smell the water from the air. If the air coming from a bend or a brook of water, he can smell, and he run toward these things. And this man show that every day he go to God, he is very thirsty. When I drink from God, when I sit with him, my soul bends for you. Oh God, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Every day David the prophet wishes to come to talk to God. Said, for a long time I didn't see him. Although he said, I pray 7 times every day. In the middle of the night he woke up. His soul wakes up and pray. And very early in the morning before the sun rise. And after all this he said that my soul bends. When he leaves God he feels that he's very thirsty. I want to come back. And he said, when shall I come and appear before God? When shall I come? If you are going to say this when you come to pray, leave me alone, I want to see God, I want to talk to him. And the Lord will command, this is a very important psalm, I hope that you can learn it. He said that during the day I'm working. And he said that during the day, the Lord will command his love and kindness the daytime. Yani when I'm away from God, God will send his love and his kindness and his mercy to accompany me in my travel, in my work, in my study, in every day. And in the night back, I'm going to repay him back what he gave me all the day. He gave me all the day his love and his kindness and his mercy. And in the night, his song shall be with me, a prayer to God of my life. So there is a good relationship between David and God. During the day, David has to work, so God sends his love and his mercy to him. During the night, he will say, thank you, God. His song shall be with me, a prayer to God of my life. I think this is going to be enough, as this is the final thing. And there are more and more we can say about prayer up to the morning. You will discover your sins and wrongs and faults and mistakes. In a good meeting with God, like when you go to your physician or your doctor and he is going to examine you, he will discover what is wrong with you. What is your complaint? And every time we meet with God and come out without discovering our wrongs, our faults, what I said to my friend today or to my dad or my mom or my teacher, is my way is very proper, is very good, or my way is bad, I didn't respect somebody, in the deep prayer that will open for me my eyes and expose all my wrongs, because He loved me and He wanted me to be very pure and very good. So God will, in every time you will discover your sin and wrongs and faults and mistakes, because you give time to God, and God will open your heart for your mistakes and will correct it and will help you. The second thing, you will exchange your weakness and your sadness and your pride by power from God, by joy, by humility. It is like the trading. You go to God sad and will come from the prayer happy and joyful. You will go feeling that you are disappointed or depressed or failing. You will go with a very strong courage to help you to carry on your duty every day. You will go with full of anger and want to kill somebody. You will come very quiet and happy, and you will forgive this person when you come out from the prayer. As I mentioned to you, you didn't watch or even the picture of the food, but you are satisfied from the food, and you are full from this food, and you are happy with God, and He is more than enough for you from any other thing in this world, and seem to be ready for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. To be ready almost for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. أنا بس هقول لكم تو إكزامبل تخليهم عندكم تقروهم بعد ما أمشي. In the book of St. Luke, في two chapters about prayer. The first chapter is chapter 11, and the second chapter is chapter 18. God mentioned two variables in these two chapters, chapter 11 and chapter 18. Okay? I will let you to study this chapter by yourself at home. The first thing, and He said to them, which of you shall have a friend, and go to him at midnight, and say to him, friend, lend me three loaves. For a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him. Don't write this, but just write chapter 11 from verse 5 to verse 10 in the book of St. Luke. I have a friend, a guest come to me in the middle of the night, and I open my refrigerator, there is no food, there is no bread. Then I knock the door of my friend, my neighbor, and I knock the door, and please lend me three loaves, because I have a friend come right now to me, and I have nothing to offer to him. His friend, from inside, it was a very cold weather, and he said from inside, he will answer and say, do not trouble me. The door now is shut, and my children are with me in the bed. I cannot rise and give you to you. Then the Lord said that also he will not arise and give him. But if this man was persistent, asking him, he will arise and give him whatever he asks. And these five loaves, as I told you, we need in our life to satisfy our soul, our flesh, and our spirit. We need love, we need food, and we need success. So these five loaves, we go to God and ask Him. If God will never answer us, but if we are persistent in our asking, He will answer us and give us. So this, from this parable, God asks us to be persistence. Okay? Now, and this is the man from inside, do not trouble me, but because of the persistence, he will say. So, I say to you, this is the Lord's words, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, and knock it will be open for you, for everyone who asks is received, and he who asks seeks find, and to him who knocks it will be open. So the level of prayer, and this is not our lecture today, three level of prayer, the first ask, and the second seeking, and the third knocking. And this is to show us in your research, in the laboratory, in the college, you should ask your teacher, and then he will direct you to seek, and then we will knock every door until you answer. Bardo, all this, many, 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 many verses from the Bible about the life of prayer, I will leave you to do it. And the second Parable, as I told you, in the book of St. Luke, chapter 18, we have chapter 11, now chapter 18, and this is ought to pray. We have to pray. Even if we do not, our prayer is not answered today, we have to pray, and I would like you to read this by yourself when I leave. And this is very important also. We ought to pray and not lose heart. Whatever your request, God will answer you and will give you according to your heart desire. Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said, shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him? Though he hears, he bears long with them, I will tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? Because when we pray, we may lose our faith. And this is very important. When we pray, we have to have faith, and we have to be persistent, and we have to pray even whatever the condition around us. May the Lord give us the power of prayer and help us and support us to continue in the life of prayer with him. And the glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.